I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Oh.
3 o'clock hour of the Wendy's Big Show, live from the Q Club of Wisconsin in Waukesha. Got Gary Ellerson to my right, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer to my left. I'm Rami Makhlouf, stuck in the middle. That's the song. Coming up this hour, we'll talk with Milwaukee basketball insider Gary Wolfel.
Give you credit for trying still.
Of the Racine Journal-Times and RacineSportsZone.com. We're also going to talk with Jonathan Hood, Jay Hood, of ESPN Radio in Chicago at 4:48. Trying to figure out just what the Bulls are doing, how it may affect the Milwaukee Bucks. Speaking of the Milwaukee Bucks, I want to ask right now, what do you want the Bucks to do and what don't you want the Bucks to do? 799-1250, or you can email us live at 1057FMTheFan.com. As there is every draft day, Sparky, in every sport, a lot of rumors flying around. We heard the one yesterday, Chris Middleton to the Celtics for a 3. We heard the one today, Middleton and Monroe to the Celtics for number 16, 23, and a player. Reports out today that the Suns are looking to trade either Bledsoe or Brandon Knight.
Philly's trying to get up to 3 with Boston, so they have 1 and 3 in the draft.
Of all the rumors that you've heard, or maybe you don't like any of them, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, let's start with what would you like to see them to do tonight?
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing?
Sit at 10 and make the pick.
That's it?
And then
not
make
move
your,
up,
make
not
your
move down.
Make your two picks. I guess if they package both their second-round picks to get back in the first, I'm fine with that too, I guess. That's fine. If they want to make a trade, they can do that. Take your 2 seconds and move back in the first. Other than that, I'm fine sitting still. I'm not in a hurry to trade Greg Monroe. I'm not in a hurry to trade MCW. I'm not in a hurry to trade Middleton. I'm fine with how it is. Let's come back next year and see what we do. I'm not in a hurry to partially blow this thing up and try and go super young again. And I definitely don't want Dwight Howard. So this whole salary dump idea, I don't want to do that. So, I mean, from that perspective, I'd rather just sit tight, make your pick at 10, make your picks in the second, or move back up into the first of their 2 picks. And nice and simple. Nothing too difficult.
Do you have somebody in mind that you want to see at 10? See
I don't,
take at 10?
No. I mean, I like Denzel Valentine a lot, but I don't think he's worthy of being picked at 10 probably. You can get him middle of the first. So you can always trade back or whatever, I guess. So I don't think they're going to take him. That Deontay Murray kid, I heard this morning that they have interest in him. I didn't even know Chad Ford did that until Devin told me.
Yeah.
But I think that's a horrible pick. No, I shouldn't say a horrible pick. I don't think any of these things are horrible. Any of these are horrible picks because I think pretty much whoever you take, it's going to be a while before you get any return on them. But Murray's a kid that can't shoot. All they have preached time and time again, Gary, is gotta have shooting, gotta have shooting. Deontay Davis, the kid from Michigan State that they took out to dinner or whatever, he can't shoot either. He has no offense. Got a little hook maybe, but he doesn't have anything. So to me, again, I'm totally confused as to what the heck they're doing. I really do not get what they are doing at this point or what the goal is. Because you bring this cat in from Utah, he's your assistant GM, right? Mm-hmm. And you and Leroy said, well, I was gone. They said he was going to be the future GM.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
that's what Leroy and I didn't say.
That's what Wojnarowski
that's
reported.
What Wojnarowski
he broke
reported.
The story about
Wojnarowski.
The kid extension.
Okay, fine.
Yeah,
but I heard it from y'all.
That's what they're saying.
So he then, how much say does he have in building this thing? If
exactly.
This is going to be his team, what does he want to do?
I know.
Because you said to yourself, he's going to put his stamp on the
Everybody
team.
I want to put their stamp on it.
So what exactly is role is John Hammond then? I mean, because you know kid wants his say.
Yeah.
This cat's going to want his say.
Yep.
What exactly is John doing? Is John just refereeing between these two?
That scares me. That's too many cooks in the kitchen.
Yes.
Man.
Yes, exactly. Totally agree. So I don't know.
So you
I'm
say
just anxious to see where this all
stay
goes.
Stay put at 10, take the best player they can.
And here's what we do know. Here's what we do know out of all
I'm not going to be mad regardless of who they take.
No, I mean, Jason Kidd wants to get veterans on his team this year. That's what he said already. So and we had him on. We had him here and we interviewed him. That's what he talked about. He wants to get veterans on his team. So we know where he wants to go.
Well, he must have agreed to something else.
But
they make those trades
right.
Tonight.
You don't know
give
where
a 3-year extension.
John Hammond or what's the new guy. I mean, I don't know where they sit on trying to rebuild his team or where they're at. I'm with you, Steve. Right now, in a perfect world, let's just sit at 10.
Yep.
Wherever falls, you like them,
take
them.
And I don't care if it's a three-year project.
Me neither.
Don't matter.
That's it.
Just take your guy.
You just got to be ready when you get ready to go when a new building opens. And when is that? 2019?
18.
2000. So in 2 years,
yep.
You got to be ready to go.
And ready to go years, meaning competing for the conference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not just being an eighth seed. That's not going to work. They got to be a top.
No.
They got to be a home court team. Maybe I'll put it that way.
Agreed.
Top four seed.
Yes.
They got to be home court.
Agreed.
That's where they got to be.
That's where they got to be, Steve. That's exactly. Because if you look around the NBA and you're trying to project out, look like Boston is not going to go anywhere. They're going to get better, yep. It appears.
Did you see the report in New York? Phil wants to go after Durant. He wants to use
Rose
to help him get Durant.
I saw that.
Why do people not understand that Derrick Rose is not a recruiter?
They can't even get a hold of Derrick Rose.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
The Knicks can't.
Yeah.
We're going to get more into that a little
later.
He's
such an introvert, isn't he?
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that. Some people are, man.
There was a report yesterday, Gary, that said sources close to Rose said he's elated that he's going to New York because he wants to be in the spotlight more.
That dude is not media savvy. I love D. Rose.
Yeah, but look at his shoe deal and everything else that goes along with it. From a marketing standpoint, he's going to clean up in New York.
Yeah, he's also going to say
if he stays healthy and plays well.
He's also going to say some crap that people are going to misinterpret, take out of context, and kill him for it.
Not as much as in Chicago.
New York's going to kill him in New York.
No, I don't think they will because he's got Carmelo. He had nobody else here. Not like Carmelo was in New York. That is Carmelo Anthony's team, period.
Wait.
That was Derrick Rose's team, and then you had a battle for that for supremacy.
You're right.
And New York is not his team. He's a guy on that team.
No, he's more than a guy.
Nobody thinks he's going to come in there, Gary, and be an MVP in New York. Nobody thinks that.
Well, Rummy does.
Well, maybe.
I don't.
Okay, good.
Nobody in New York thinks that's going to happen. I don't think.
They're crazy. What I said yesterday is there was a part of me holding out hope that he could find out that for him. But I know the logical side of my brain knows that's probably never going to happen. And I still hope that happens. I have a soft spot for Derrick Rose. I always will. Now, you guys are both saying stay at 10 and get the best player you can, right? That's what you do want them to do? You guys are boring.
Well, you always keep it 100.
I know.
That's what I'm telling you.
But it's kind of boring.
This is a first year.
I got two guys in mind.
This is the first year in years. That I'm not in love with somebody.
I read up on that guy last night right there, Rami.
I got two guys in mind. One I talked about yesterday, and that's Buddy Hield.
No.
The other guy.
I just don't think he falls that far.
Is this Dragan Bender?
Yes.
From Croatia.
That joker there.
This dude is 7'1".
Yes.
He plays defense.
Yes.
He can cover guards.
Yes. You weigh more than he does.
He can cover centers.
Yes.
He can shoot it.
Yes.
He can play in the paint.
Yes.
This dude is going to be something in this league.
Well,
he's not guarding the
watch
center.
It.
Physically, he'll get killed.
He's 21?
I forget one of the guys.
He's 18.
He has to put on a lot of weight.
One of the guys says he's going to be better than Porzingis.
Maybe.
I believe it.
But he's not going to be able to play a center, is all I'm saying. He's not physically.
You don't need a center.
No, but Rami, when he was doing his little thing about him, talking about defending centers, he can't. I don't think he's going to be a center.
No, it doesn't matter what
he'll
they
put
are.
On some weight. He's 7'1", dude. Yeah.
What are the Bucks doing with him?
18 years old. What do you mean? You want a big guy who can shoot, don't you?
I like him, so he's your stretch four?
Get this guy and trade Monroe.
Yes.
So stretch four.
Yes.
Yeah.
Playing center. Fine.
Yes.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
You keep on
He keeps
forgetting that there aren't centers in this league anymore.
I know, he does that.
So you think he'll play center in the league?
He is
so
old school.
I don't think
so. I think he can play center.
He can.
Why?
In this day and time?
Who is going to abuse him?
He's 225
pounds, I know. What offensive center is out there that's going to abuse him?
DeMarcus Cousins.
Okay, there's one.
Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard is nothing on the offensive side of the floor anymore. His numbers offensively drop every year for the last 4 years.
There's only one guy.
Where was he? James Harden the last couple of years. So, obviously, that was to be expected.
I'm sure he'll go to the right place this time because Dwight Howard has great judgment.
But if Dwight Howard's here, you won't have to worry about that.
Why do you got to do that, man? I'm riding the Dragan Bender high.
I'm fine with Dragan Bender if that's what
I'm
they
on a Dragan Bender.
I mean, it's a project, but he'll be able to help this year because he's played against higher-level competition.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with it. Like I said, I'm going to be mad at any pick. So if they want to take him, that's fine.
I've seen him in some mock drafts going in the neighborhood that the Bucks are picking at 10.
Jabari loses enough weight. Jabari's your 2. Giannis is your 3. This dude's your 4.
Yeah.
6'11", 7'1", whoever your center is, boy, are they long. And then Middleton, bye-bye.
If you can move up to 5 or 6 and get Dragan Bender, I'm very excited.
Actually, Middleton could be on the floor if Giannis is
going
to run the point.
Going?
Like I just said, I've seen some mock drafts have him going in the neighborhood that the Bucks are, like somewhere 8 to 10. Most of them, though.
Because they say he's the number one.
Most of them have him going player. 4-6.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, he's easily the number one overseas player.
2 months ago, he was being talked about at 3.
Yeah.
I watched this.
I saw this last night.
Did you see the sports signs on him?
No. This guy's good, man.
Some of the
I'm good with
athletic
that.
Measurements and physical measurements that this kid has.
This will be a John Hammond pick.
Dragan Bender?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a project.
Yes.
What we've all said what we want the Bucks to do. We want that from you. We also want to know what you absolutely do not want them to do in tonight's NBA draft. 799-1250. You can email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. We'll tell you what we don't want them to do. Hear from you next on the Wendy's Big Show.
And the sign says long-haired freaking people need not apply. So I took my hair up under my hand and waved to ask him why. He said, you look like a vine outstanding young man. I beg you to do. So I took off my hat and said, imagine that. Me working for you.
I know two Tesla songs now on a Throwback Thursday presented by Master Z's here on the Wendy's Big Show. Text live and who you'd like to hear next week to 32961. Nominees include Red Hot Chili Peppers, that was Baby Tosh. Gary went with The Police. Sparky went with Lionel Richie. I'd like to hear The Doors. Go with one of those or your own live and your artist to 32961 for your chance at a $25 gift card to Master Z's. Right now asking you, what do you want the Bucks to do? What do you absolutely not want the Bucks to do on draft night tonight? Sparky will be here with Mike Maxey and Marcus Landry, former Badger, talking draft with you from 6 until 10. Is that
6
right?
until 10 tonight.
The Milwaukee
yeah.
Bucks draft party right here at
Bucks
the
will be in the house too doing giveaways.
Wisconsin. I'll tell you what I want you to do. I want you to go and sign up for the 10th annual WSSB Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries charity golf outing. It's going on Tuesday, August 2nd, 10 a.m. shotgun start. New location this year, the River Club of Mequon. A great day of golf for a great cause. Get your foursome together. Sign up now at 1057fmthefan.com. Sign up fee includes 18 holes with a celebrity breakfast, box lunch, hors d'oeuvres, buffet dinner, all on-course games, drink ticket, and gifts. And there will be surprises on many of the holes. It's going to be a good time.
So
Tuesday, August 2nd, 10 a.m. at the River Club of Mequon.
No more asking for money for different games and stuff on holes. That's all done.
All done.
All done.
Your fee will include all of that.
Yep.
And thanks to one of our sponsors, Great Lakes Dragaway. And we'll have Great Lakes Dragway pick a lane.
And they always come up big, don't they, Roy Hanny?
Big.
Those guys are rolling this summer, man.
Real,
they are having a good summer out of Great Lakes Dragway. Good family, fun, entertainment. And again,
he told
you
me
got
a couple
kids.
Weeks ago. Oh man, I'm drawing a blank on the name of the show now. It's one of the car shows, one of those drag racing shows. I forget what it's called, but a couple of those guys just popped in there, and word spread on social media that they had showed up. 7,000-8,000 people just. Rolled out to Great Lakes Dragway to see
that
these
is awesome.
It, yeah, he said that they were packed. He said
that's
he didn't
great.
Think they could handle many
all
more
those people
in that.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. So get on now. You never know what's happening out at Great Lakes Dragway.
They got a lot of new things out there too. They've redone some of the parking lots, added a building or two, redone a lot of stuff out there.
And it was already pretty new.
Yeah, it was.
Let's go to Big Marco on the south side. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. Hello, Marco.
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, Marco?
Man, it's definitely been a while.
It is.
It's been a minute.
Nonetheless, we have tried very hard to come back to respectability. Now, I don't want to see the Bucks deal off Middleton and Monroe for scrap. I'm telling you, I don't want, you know, draft picks, man. You know, at least not that low. I mean, Middleton is a shooter. Shooting is a commodity, regardless if he's 50-50 or not. Because who knows? He could have gotten that contract and did the Milwaukee dog it and all that stuff. And then we'd be giving away gold again. You know what I'm saying, you guys?
Yeah, 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 we hear you.
I mean, you know, if we're going to sit here and trade Middleton and Monroe, the most coveted player of last year,
yeah,
for not even in the top 10,
right.
I mean, I'd hang up the phone, dude, if Boston wasn't hollering about the three. I mean, you know, when they don't sit here and get value, that's what sets our franchise back.
All right, Marco, so what do you want them to do tonight at 10?
Man, I want them to get best player available.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's a crapshoot after the first three picks.
First two picks.
I mean, this is one of the weakest drafts. This is like, but then again, you know, who knows? You might have your Jason Kidd come out of this.
Yeah,
and
you
all
never
that
know.
Stuff. I mean, they said that the Bogut draft was weak and all that stuff, man.
Yeah. There is going to be a couple of those guys in this draft. Mark my
words. I mean, I look at it from this standpoint. I mean, if they're going to clear salary space, that is good. But who's out there?
Dwight Howard.
They better not man,
Dwight Howard's a bum.
I don't disagree with you. I'm just telling you. You're asking who. I'm telling you who.
I mean, it's not even worth it, man. I mean, save your rainy day money.
Mm-hmm. Hey, who is this? Big Marco.
Yeah.
Big Marco.
Yo.
We had a Q Club, man. You coming out here or not?
Man, Daddy's out grinding tonight, man. I got to do some work.
Grinding? What you grinding on, dog?
Shoot, man, dude. I drive truck, dude, now.
Oh, you driving truck?
That's right, sir.
18-wheeler, what you got? With them little vans, what
man,
you got?
I got my Kenilworth.
Oh, the Kenilworth.
I don't know what that is.
That's a big truck.
Is it?
Yes, sir.
All right, if you say so.
Shoot,
all right, Mark.
I mean, I'm going to be, watching the draft on my TV and listening to you guys with the, you guys will be the volume. And, I want to see what kind of player we get. I'm hoping, that we find another diamond in the rough. But Hammond's been sleeping at the wheel in the second round, so I'm not expecting nothing. And that's going to be crucial because they're saying that the second round is better than the first round.
Yeah. Better value. Yes. Yeah, better value.
I mean,
yeah,
after Hammond got Jabari Parker, he went on cruise control, and he let, the janitor pick the pick.
Thanks for the call, Marco.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
Here is
a PSA about tonight's draft show.
Uh-oh. Come on with it.
Because I announced this last year to start the show. Mike Max, my co-host, was not happy. But the same rule will apply this year. We are not. Mike, myself, Marcus Landry, he may not like the rule either. We will not be on Twitter tonight. So I'm not going to tell you who's getting picked before you see it on TV because I'm not going to know who's getting picked before you see it on TV.
What do you mean you're not on Twitter?
Gary. The thing that irritates me more than anything, NFL draft, it doesn't happen maybe as much. Does it happen a lot in the NFL draft? I guess it probably does.
Yeah, it did year before last.
Not as much.
This year, they stopped.
Right. NBA draft.
Big time.
They get two, three picks ahead before the pick even happens to
them.
No, I'm done. It ruins it for me. So I just want to react to how it happens when it happens. So if you want to be smart guy and go on Twitter and know the Bucks pick three picks before, go right ahead. But I'm telling you right now, this show tonight, we'll be focused on watching TV and seeing what happens. The only exception will be I will have Joe Zinzola, who's producing the show tonight, back in the studio on Twitter in case there's any trades.
Right. You got
to tell us
that.
About trades because they're horrible on TV with trades.
Yeah, they are.
So we'll get that through Joe. But everything else,
let me ask you this.
We're going to be watching it via TV.
What are you going to do about it if Marcus Landry, at 6 foot, whatever he is, wants to be on Twitter? You going to stop Marcus Landry from being on Twitter?
No, I'll just tell him, don't tell me what you're seeing. Don't tell Maxie either.
Is Marcus Landry on Twitter?
I'm
Let's
not sure.
We can find him.
Yeah, maybe.
Everybody's
we
on
need
Twitter.
To follow him.
Everybody's on Twitter.
I don't think he's on Twitter.
You know what? We're due for a break. Why don't we save what we don't want the Bucks to do for a Great Lakes Dragaway Pick a Lane coming up at 5 o'clock? You guys good with that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's get in one more call in the meantime. It's going to be Ben in Port Washington. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Ben?
Hey, guys. How the hell are y'all doing today?
Doing well.
All right. So here's a couple ideas I have. Either you could trade Greg Monroe and MCW along with Chris Middleton, and I'm not a big guy trading Chris Middleton, but if somebody throws me the right deal, I'm going to do it. You know, to Boston. Boston will really have to give up a lot for us to give him up to them. So I'm all about getting the draft picks. I'm still stuck in this that we're still rebuilding. You know, I love the idea of getting a championship, but honestly, we're still rebuilding, and I'm fine with the path that we're going on. The other thing that could be done if you really want to stay competitive and try to push for a playoff berth is there's two different trades that you would pull tonight. Number one, you would trade John Henson and your first-round pick out to Philly, get yourself like a Nerlens Noel and a Carl Landry, and then you turn around and trade MCW and Greg Monroe down to New Orleans for their sixth pick.
There's nothing going on in New Orleans and Greg Monroe.
Everybody keeps wanting to hook these two teams up.
There has not been a single report that these two teams have talked at any point through this whole process.
Sixers and Bucks, you mean?
No, Pelicans and Bucks this Greg Monroe thing.
Okay.
I mean, it's easy to say that because, he's from that area. He'll go home, do that. Pelicans need a center to play along next to Anthony Davis. I get how it all makes sense. All I'm saying is nobody has reported those two teams have even had conversations. Nobody. So we'll see what happens tonight. Thanks for the call. Here's something else coming across from Wojnarowski. Sources say Sixers have had significant engagement with Boston at 3, Minnesota at 5, Sacramento at 8 in the past 24 hours. Boston talks continuing now. Boston for number 3. Gary, if they offered you Nerlens Noel for number 10, do you do it?
Probably.
Because they're shopping him.
Probably.
Rami?
Probably. That's
give,
the one
give
I.
Me the
Nerlens Noel 10? For 10.
For 10. Yeah. Yeah.
I think I would.
Do.
Yeah.
I think I would
I'd
too.
Yeah.
I think I'd do it.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sold on anybody at 10 anyhow.
No,
so.
I'm not.
And he's a shot blocker.
Yes.
I'd do it.
Yeah, I think I would.
Is he healthy, though?
I think so. I mean, look, go back and look.
That's not necessarily the move I want them to make.
No,
but okay.
Me
either.
But I'm okay with that.
Right.
But I'm just saying, if they're looking and they can't find a deal.
Because I think that's better than what you will get at 10.
There is a lot in between what you want them to do and what you absolutely don't want them to do, right?
Yeah.
Where you won't get upset, but you won't necessarily be elated by it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's how I go into every draft. I have my sights set on one guy. But if they don't get him, I understand that there are so many variables going into this thing that I may not get my way. But I usually go in going, well, just don't do this.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you do anything, just don't do this. And we'll tell you what we don't want them to do when we bring this back in Great Lakes Dragaway Pick a Lane at 5 o'clock. That's when we reset the big topics discussed on today's big show and give you the final say on them. We'll hit a quick break on the other side. We contemplated the future of LeBron James already. What about the guy who may or may not be the second best basketball player in the world? Where will he play next year? We'll discuss on the Wendy's Big Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Even though we could never seem to work things out, I still love you just the same. I miss your smile. So beautiful. Never change.
Robbie, your picture looks like you're constipated more than it does anything else here at Duke Club of Wisconsin. Jay said it looks like you had a stroke or something, but I think you just look constipated on the picture.
I think both of those facial expressions could be very similar.
You know what he is, I think, when you take a picture?
What?
See, like, you still have a little bit of a slant to it, but for you, it's just you got to think of something to get you giggling, and then your pictures will be money. Like, you can't do a fake smile because that turns out that way. But
turns out that way.
You know, but I think if you get yourself giggling and laughing like you are now, I think you'd have money pictures.
And if you want to see the picture that they're talking about, and you can't get out to the Q Club of Wisconsin and walk,
which is inexcusable,
just go to
we're here till 10 o'clock tonight with the Milwaukee Bucks draft show.
Or maybe you're coming to the Q Club later, but you just can't wait to see my face.
Oh, that's true.
Go to our Facebook page and see how awkward I look when people point a camera at me and say, smile. That doesn't work. Don't do that. Just let me.
Now.
Let me do me.
A guy who's money.
Uh-huh.
GE.
Gary practices his smile. I asked him.
What?
He practices his smile.
Yeah, I do.
No, you do
in the
not.
Mirror.
Yes, I do.
He does,
no,
dude.
You do not.
Yes,
yeah,
he
do.
Does.
Yeah, I do, though.
See, everyone's got it. You got it. What do you mean you got it? Who stands in front of the mirror and practices out a smile?
I can put it on you, dog, anytime I want now.
Just flash it to him.
Yeah.
Flash to him right now.
I can put it, and I got like in between ones. I got like a little smirk. I mean, I can call him up right now if I need him.
See? Oh my goodness gracious!
This man is good. Have you ever seen him take a selfie? Have you ever seen the time and attention and effort that this man puts into taking a selfie?
Thankfully not.
It's out of control.
Now I'm gonna tell you.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna keep 100.
Yes.
Who taught me this?
Leroy.
Yes.
I knew it.
He practices his smile.
Yes. Leroy Price is small. He probably has a peace sign where it should go. High and low. He's got like three spots for it.
Each one is for something different.
Well, it just depends on what kind of shirt he's wearing, where he wanted to go.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
He's got all that going. He's got how many teeth you want to see up front, you know. He's got that all down.
Yeah, but he's got those bought and paid for teeth.
Yeah.
So they're going to look like money
you
either
know, he's first joking. I never thought. He said, yo, dog, you're going to get your teeth clean, man. And I always got my teeth clean. He goes, but you can ask for the white stuff. Get the white stuff. Cause what white stuff? He goes, you can get these trays. You put them in your mouth, and they put some stuff on these trays and your teeth. Get that. Then I started doing that because of him. Then it burnt my gum. That's my gum, bro. Yeah, doing all that stuff, man. Burnt my gum, bro.
In addition to not knowing how to smile, if it's like a full length shot, I don't know what to do with my hands or my arms, man.
Yeah, your hands. It's you know you got to do the stance too, Rami. It's that the right foot's got to be forward.
What?
Yeah.
Right foot forward.
Yeah, right foot forward. The other one's the left leg is kind of back.
My right foot is
bit.
Forward.
Yeah.
It's my right shoulder. Sorry, than my
right
left.
Foot's forward.
I think that's right.
And it depends on how they set you up, or either the left foot. You got to have one of them forward, and then you got to work with that smile.
See, now,
but what do you do with
I
your
was...
hands? Do they go? Do you put them in your pockets?
You can do hands in pocket.
Okay.
That's what I normally do.
Because I do doing stand-up.
Yeah, them
after
hands
the
is something,
after
man.
The show's a lot, yeah. They're like, hey, come, everybody come back yeah. up to the stage. Let's yeah. take a picture of everyone. And it's that full length.
Yeah, you can't do them hanging
body
down.
Body shot.
Yeah.
No, if they're just hanging by
no.
your side.
No, well, then you got to grab somebody.
That looks weird.
Always grab
you
somebody.
You put an arm around somebody.
Yes. Always.
But I'm not very touchy-feely.
Yeah, well, because you sweat a lot. I mean, I get it.
No, that's not it. It's okay. just that growing up in my house, we didn't, like, hug
you guys didn't
or
touch
show
a lot.
Emotion
okay.
or talk about feelings.
Yeah.
So that's not really.
Well, why would you want to talk about feelings? Why would you want to tell your son you love him?
Right.
Yeah.
Why would you want to tell your dad you love him?
Right.
Why would you want to tell your mom?
How often do you tell your kids you love them? Every day?
Huh?
I wish we had that drop. How often would you tell your kids you loved them when they lived at home?
Well, they,
you
yeah,
still
every
got
day.
Brock, obviously.
Every day.
Every day?
Every day.
My parents, too. Every day.
Every day.
Really?
Both of them.
Yeah.
My mom and dad.
And now we got
I
so now.
I don't even know. I couldn't even tell you.
Yeah, we got so now. Brock, yeah. Brock comes in, you know, in the morning. If he gets up before me.
Yeah.
He'll come in, and because right now he's golfing in the morning. It's like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my God.
And he comes in, and yeah, I know, right? Crazy. No. He's on the golf course by 6:35.
Who is taking him that early?
We have
you
another guy. Yeah, there's another guy that's down good. The road. His son goes, and he takes him. And I think they tee off at 6:35 at
Edgewood
yeah. with Freeman.
Sure.
So they've got like a little league. So he'll come in every morning and say, I love you, Dad, before he leaves.
That's sweet.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's 12.
But we don't do that in my family.
Well, he's 12. That's going to stop soon.
When does it stop?
Because
I was never the kid.
Because it never started with Robin.
Right,
yeah.
It never started. So.
For boys, when does that stop with boys? Probably when they're like maybe 14.
Okay. What about when you're talking on the phone?
When's your stop? About 13, 14? You have boys, don't you? Yeah. When they stop saying they love you? They're 20?
They
yeah. They're 20. They don't, yeah. Come in, they don't come in your bedroom and do it anymore. You're right.
No.
Yeah, no.
No.
Yeah. See, he still comes in the bedroom and do
see,
it.
See, I still say it to my mom and dad
yeah.
all the time.
Yeah.
Every time you hang up the phone with them?
Yeah, my son. Yeah, every time yeah. I hang up my son. Yeah, we talk on the phone.
All right,
that,
man.
Yeah.
I guess we're weird.
And girls, of course, they're quite sensitive. She's always doing that.
No, my mom not even. My mom doesn't really do it either.
Really?
No. We know. I know my parents love me.
Yeah,
know
you know they love you.
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
Look at you. You raised well.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
I'm
got,
pretty sure they know
got
I
everything.
Love them.
I mean, you had three square meals a day.
Yeah.
Nothing that you really
roof
wanted.
Roof over my head, shirt on my back.
Yeah.
I'm not in the Middle East.
Listen, Rami. I'm, right. Now, I'm, right. Now I was going to go there. Listen, your father, for yeah. what he has done for
yeah.
his family,
yeah.
you know he loves you.
Right. No, you don't need to tell
that
me.
That sugar went through a lot to get over
yeah,
here,
man.
Dude. And then – try to work and make it on his own, really with probably some sort
from
of language,
from
a language
scratch.
Barrier,
yep.
too,
yep.
in the beginning.
Yep. Thanks, Pops.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're listening,
all
but
day
I
long.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, all
and
day long.
My mama, too.
Yeah.
My mama, too.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
But that's
it
and,
person,
some,
but
and some
it
people
are
raised like that,
guys.
Too. Yeah. Say what?
I said we don't do it in person, but I'll do it on the radio.
What?
Love you guys.
To mom and dad.
Thanks,
oh,
mom and dad.
Oh, I thought you were
yeah.
talking to me and
you
Sparky.
You too. I
okay.
love you guys too. We don't yeah. we don't say it enough either.
How did show get – how we get on
I
that?
I don't know. I don't
I
know
love
how that
stuff.
Happened. I have no idea. I
you
love
you. Say
Gary.
You love you? Huh? I love you. You there?
All the time. Mom and dad.
Mom and dad?
Yeah.
What about your brother?
No.
You do it to your brother?
Oh, me and my brother wouldn't even think about that.
No?
No, man.
We don't say it to each other, no.
Yeah? You say it to your brother? Yeah.
Me?
This, I,
oh.
Yeah.
No. No, me and my brother wouldn't even
yeah.
consider that.
Katie and Jerry,
really
to,
weird.
They used to hate each other.
No,
so
we've said it. We
really
say
weird.
It to each other, but not like my mom and dad. Like,
yeah.
we say it to my mom and dad all the time. Both of us,
right.
whenever we talk to them.
Yeah. I think that's the lost thing, in, really, in families that we have kind of lost that a little bit. Because we're in so hustle and bustle. We got a lot going on, and we kind of forget to do that. I think. You know, when you, in the morning at night, I think it needs to be said. Or if you're on the phone, if your kids are away from you, gotta.
Should we tell Gary Wolfe we love him next?
Gary Wolfe talk great stuff right now.
Our Milwaukee
know.
Basketball insider joins us next.
Gary doing?
It's the Wendy's Big Show live from the Q Club of Wisconsin in Waukesha on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.
This guy's on the inside. It's time to hear from Milwaukee basketball insider Gary Wolfe. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. Only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
It's the Wendy's Big Show, live from the Q Club of Wisconsin in Waukesha. I'm Rami Makhlouf, along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson, and yes, Big Voice Guy joining us right now. On the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, covers the Bucks for the Racine Journal-Times, RacineSportsZone.com, and check out his new website, Wolfel's Press Box. He is Milwaukee basketball insider Gary Wolfel. Hello, Gary.
Hey, Rami. How are you?
I was great till I saw the rumor that sources are telling you the Celtics and Bucks are talking about a crazy deal that would send Greg Monroe and Chris Middleton to Boston for numbers 16 and 23 in the first round tonight, along with another player. This doesn't make sense to me, Gary.
No, and I'm sure that's why there was no deal. The deadline passed for this afternoon to publicly announce any trades. They can still keep making trades up until the start of the draft, and they can announce them at that time. But, you know, my blog, the gist of it is that they were talking and they were throwing out different scenarios. And if you know Danny Ainge, he's probably talked to every team in the league, you know, about making moves. They got, I think, three first-round picks. And but, I mean, it's no secret they have interest in Middleton. They have interest in Monroe. And Monroe is represented by David Falk, Michael Jordan's agent, and Ainge and Falk have a very, very good rapport. I think he, in fact, has a couple guys on their team right now. And, you know, the Bucks, it's no secret as well, they're trying to shop Greg Monroe. So, you know, whether they can come up with the right, you know, combinations to make a trade, who knows, but my point is that the two teams were talking, you know, about those players and those picks.
All right, let's talk about this just for a quick second here. We've heard all the Boston talk with the Bucks. Are they talking to anybody else that we know of?
The Bucks?
Yes.
They've been talking to everybody. I mean, you know, again, they are trying to get rid of Greg Monroe. So I'm sure they talked to many, many teams.
All right, Gary, what about the Pelicans? Because Bucks fans want the Bucks to go Monroe 10 and move up to 6 for the Pelicans. Yet I've seen nobody report that that's even close to happening or has even been discussed.
Yeah, I mean, they've talked. You know, it goes back to the trading deadline in February.
Sure.
There was some interest in him. I mean, Greg Monroe is from Louisiana, and it would be somewhat of a splash. And then you compound that with the fact that Oshik had just a horrible season and didn't come close to playing up to his contract. So there's a lot of disgruntlement there. And then you look at the fact that Anthony Davis is a guy that can go on the perimeter. If he goes on the perimeter and you have a low post score like Greg Monroe, they would complement each other, you know, very well. So, it'll be interesting to see, you know, what they do. I mean, the people I talked to again this afternoon say that the only way they're getting rid of Greg Monroe is if they package him with a good player. And, you know, they're not going to trade Giannis and they're not going to trade Jabari. So next in line would be Middleton.
You know, we have been seeing a lot of rumors here from the Milwaukee Bucks. I guess I'm a little bit confused the direction that they're trying to go in, Gary, is that because we had talked to Jason Kidd earlier in the year, well, actually later at the end of the year, uh-huh. And he said he'd like to add some veterans to this team because he thought that they were missing some veteran leadership to this team at the end of the year. And then all of a sudden now it feels like they're trying to go younger. What exactly is going on within the Milwaukee Bucks hierarchy?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think people around the NBA are asking the same thing. And, you know, I think they're going to try to acquire some veterans in free agency. I'm sure they got a short list of guys that they're going to go after. But, you know, in the draft, it's all about picks, obviously. And, you know, right now they're staying at 10. And, you know, the $64,000 question is, you know, will they draft?
Running the draft for the Milwaukee Bucks, is it the new guy? Is it John Hammond? Is it Jason Kidd? Is it the owners? Who's making that decision there?
It's a collaboration. I mean, all those guys, you know, Hammond and Justin Zanuck and Dave Babcock and Billy McKinney, they do all the legwork and gather all the information. And then when push comes to shove, they say, Jason, who do you want?
Oh, Jason, really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is...
So he gets the last say?
Huh?
Jason Kidd gets the last say?
Oh, absolutely. There isn't... That hasn't changed, you know, from day one.
I don't understand.
Did you know that, Steve?
Yeah.
You knew he'd get the last say?
That's what we said last year, too. He didn't come here just to be a coach. I'm telling you. He came here because he wanted power that he didn't have in Brooklyn. That's why he came here. So while they never gave him the title of president of basketball operations, the understanding was he was going to get last say in all this. And Hammond, kind of like Gary just said, it becomes that guy that gathers information. But my thing is this, Gary. You brought in Zanuck from Utah, assistant general manager. And you said, Gary Ellerson, that Wojnarowski said that he's essentially the future GM, right?
Correct.
Okay. So if that was said by Wojnarowski, did Zanuck then obviously sign off on giving Kidd a three-year extension?
I don't think Zanuck had anything to say about that. That came right from the owners, you know, specifically Mark Lazary.
So what exactly does the general manager do on this team? Is he just the guy that gathers information from the scouts and that's it?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, again, it's Kidd's show. And, I mean, think of this. Jason Kidd won, what, last year, 33 games?
Yeah, whatever it was, yeah.
Yeah, tell me one coach in the history of the NBA that won 33 games or even in that vicinity, okay, and got a three-year extension.
I can't, but like I told you during the season, and you and I argued about this and disagreed about it, I'm fine keeping Kidd as long as he continues to develop Giannis as far as a point guard goes. I think he's good for Giannis. Him getting Kobe Bryant to talk with Giannis, I think that's good for Giannis. I think Kidd can make Giannis as good as Giannis wants to be, and I think you're rolling the dice if you go and bring somebody else in right now and then have to have Giannis try to build his trust in that coach.
Yeah, no, I respect your opinion, and I understand where you're going from, but you know, 90% of the time, you would give the coach maybe a one-year extension or a two-year extension.
Right.
But 3 years is like, hey, we're going out there. And I'm telling you, Steve, I've talked to a lot of people around the NBA since that contract extension was given, and they're still baffled. They're wondering, you know, why. So
it doesn't bother.
You know,
it doesn't.
I see your points as well.
Yeah, it didn't bother me in the least. I just hope Sweeney can figure out the defensive scheme so these guys all know what they're supposed to be doing and the defense gets better. But let's go away from that. Who's your pick for tonight right now? Because we'll be talking with you throughout the draft show tonight like we do every year, obviously. Mike Maxey, Marcus Landry, and myself tonight on the draft show here at Q Club of Wisconsin from 6 until 10 tonight. But, Gary, who's your pick right now if you had to make one at 10?
Well, if you read the Journal Times this morning, I had Henry Ellenson.
That's my
and
pick.
I think I've changed it twice now since this morning. it's unbelievable. But if I would say right now who they're going to pick, I would say Deontay Davis of Michigan State.
That's the name I hear. That and Deontay Murray. Those are the two names I hear attached to the Bucks. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either way, Deontay Davis is a shot blocker that's got no offense, and Deontay Murray is a great athlete with no shot. Typical
yeah, I
Bucks.
I mean, you know, who am I to say, right? But I think it would be the worst pick in Bucks history.
For who?
Either one.
I don't know about Deontay. Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be mad at any pick
tonight. The consensus among NBA people is that these guys should go anywhere from 16 to 20, and they're at number 10.
And what about Henry Ellerson then, Gary?
Not good news. I'm hearing he's slipping.
Yeah, that's what we just heard today, too. They say his workouts weren't very good.
Okay, what about Dragan Bender?
What, in what respect?
Where does he go? Does he fall to 10 by any chance?
No, I think the farthest he falls is 7. He could go anywhere from 4. Phoenix likes him a lot. I think if he's there when Phoenix picks, they will take him. But if he's not there, Phoenix obviously goes, you know, obviously in a different direction. But, again, probably 4 to 7.
And earlier today, I think it was Mark Stein saying that the Suns want to move Eric Bledsoe, or Brandon Knight before the start of the season and have one of them play next to Devin Booker and deal the other one. Do you think the Bucks would have interest in either one of those?
That's a good question. I have not heard the Bucks linked to him, but that isn't out of the realm of possibilities. The one deal I did hear, or potential deal, was that they would trade Brandon Knight to Philadelphia for Nerlens Noel.
And, that's a great deal for Phoenix.
Yeah, I think it's a great trade for both teams. You know,
yeah.
Philadelphia definitely wants to bolster their backcourt, and Brandon Knight would definitely do that.
Makes sense, yeah.
That is our Milwaukee basketball insider, Gary Wolfel. Once again, check out Wolfel's Press Box, RacingSportsZone.com. Follow him on Twitter, at Gary with an E, Wolfel. We just call him White Gary around here. We always appreciate a few minutes, White Gary. Thank you very much, sir.
Sounds good. Have a good day.
You
see
too.
Talk to you tonight, Gary.
Gary Wolfel joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Some things fade with time, but after 80 years, Great Midwest Bank is simply better. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com and find out how their portfolio loan can make your dreams of owning a home come true. And Gary will be part of the draft coverage tonight, Sparky, live out here at the Q Club.
He'll be at the draft headquarters. Gary Wolfel will be tonight, so he'll be doing call-ins from draft headquarters tonight as the draft goes on. Mike Maxey of SportsBoys.com will join us. I think this is the 11th year we've done our draft show. Marcus Landry, former Badger, an NBA basketball player. He played overseas this past year. He will be here as well, co-hosting tonight. I don't know how long he'll be here for, but he'll be here for at least the first hour or two until the Bucks make their pick. So he'll be hanging out tonight. The Bucks, they're coming down here as well for our draft show tonight, so they'll have giveaways. People come down.
Giveaways are good.
Giveaways are always good when the Bucks are in the house. So the Bucks will be here, and they got a great wing special tonight as well. I think 50-cent wings tonight up until 10 o'clock. So take advantage of the 50-cent wings, and their wings are outstanding. So take advantage of that. Have some drinks and relax, and I will not. I promise you, I will not go crazy when the Bucks make their pick at 10. Because they're really –
Don't promise that. That's good radio when you go crazy, man.
There's just not anybody there that I
know,
want.
At least,
there's nobody really there that I'm going to be like, oh, I can't believe they did that.
You just gave away what your reaction is going to be, man. Let the people listen and find out.
Well, the reaction will be different based on each pick.
Right.
But
people want the possibility of you going crazy.
Well, I may go crazy depending on if they make some dumb trade.
Okay, good. Sparky may go crazy tonight.
Grievous Vasquez for one.
Right.
I went crazy last year.
Yes, you did.
Yes.
Yeah, you did.
So that's always a possibility.
All right, good. As long as there's a possibility of Sparky going crazy.
Always possible.
It's worth tuning in. Get an early start. Come here and get your seat now because it's going to fill up fast soon at the Q Club of Wisconsin.
Play pool while the show's going on, too.
And you can meet Gary Ellerson. Come on, man.
With that fabulous smile.
You can meet Gary Ellerson. He'll show you that smile he practices.
Look at that. See?
I'll show you.
Don't you look constipated on your...
I look... I just...
Like he has a stroke.
I don't know what to do. Can we stop talking about this? I don't know what to do.
Like he has a stroke, man.
I don't know how to take pictures. I'm sorry.
You probably had a bunch of mini heart attacks you didn't know about.
Don't say that, man. That ain't funny.
No, I had the whole...
A heart issue already.
Yeah, and they took all the sonograms and all that. There are no scars from any heart attack.
Sonograms, cardiograms.
Heart attacks leave a scar.
Bro, you know, I want to know something real quick. There's one joke over here smoking these things.
It's a vape, yeah.
Vape?
He's vaping.
Vaping?
Yes.
What you get out of that?
It's
the vaping.
Nicotine.
Oh, is nicotine in there?
But it's not smoke that comes out. It's vape. It's
vape?
A vapor. It's like a mist.
Okay. Is it water?
What's
in them things?
It's some sort of liquid that evaporates.
Because it looks like blue when he throws it up in the air.
He'll show it to you during the break.
Do a lot of people vape?
We are very late for the break. He'll show it to you during a break.
I want
to
know who's vaping.
And we'll be back. There was a lot of changes in the Eastern Conference yesterday.
Yeah.
Where exactly did that leave the Milwaukee Bucks? We'll discuss on the Wendy's Big Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.